Okay, relationships is what we're talking about for these 3 weeks, three sessions, and we're going to kind of look at it from different angles. Really, relationships is such a huge part of life, and it can like make or break us. It's just really, really important to be able to have the right relationships, choose the right relationships, et cetera. We'll talk about those things. The first lesson is going to be, has to do with personality and why we act like we act, think like we think, kind of, you know, to a certain extent. This is not a know-all type, you know, obviously there's no way we could condense a whole lot into this lesson, but it will serve as an introduction. Have any of you looked into personality types before? Done any study? Okay. And was that like sanguine, choleric, and that type of thing?
Sorry, what was that?
What was the study that you... Well,
we had to do one for a disciple on us, right?
Way back?
Yeah, I think it was the first...
Personality trait?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the one that I taught, maybe?
I think it was Preston.
Preston may have done it the last time? Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
All right. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to skip that because Preston's not here. There's nothing we need to discuss other as far as questions, right? Okay, let's look at different temperaments. And really, temperament and personality are kind of intertwined in a way, but personality does take a whole lot more, and we'll talk about that. It takes in a whole lot more than the word temperament. Temperament's more like the way we respond and react and interact. So first of all, we want to learn how to identify personality types, and we want to understand personality types. We want to identify and also understand. If you've not gotten into this at all, this may help you understand yourself just a little bit better too. Who knows? So first of all, I want to start out with a conflict that took place in the Bible. It has a lot to do with people's temperament. This is not supposed to happen. We're not supposed to get upset at each other, and we're not supposed to have sharp contentions, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay, we're not voting. Maybe I need to go home with you. Just kidding. Okay, so there's two that really got into it in the scripture, and I want to look at that briefly. Acts 15, and some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. So they have already done their first missionary journey. Now it's about A.D. 49, give or take, okay? A.D., everybody say
49,
which is about the same time the book of Galatians was written, okay? Which was probably Paul's first book, okay? So let's think about the Apostle Paul. He's come out of a kind of a bad deal because he was persecuting the church, and there's probably people that looked at him and they'd lost loved ones because of him. You know, it may have been a kind of a tough deal. So, hi Aureli. Our theme tonight is punctuality. No, just kidding. So anyhow, we're talking about Paul and Barnabas getting together and talking about taking this second journey. So we are, hi Brianna.
Hi.
Okay, so they say, Paul says to Barnabas, let's go again, visit our brother in every city where we preach the word, and let's see how they do. So Barnabas determines to take with them John, whose surname is Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. There's a disagreement, there's a difference in opinion. These are two men of God. These are two men that have been used of God, okay? Now, we would like to think, and I hope I don't burst your bubble tonight, we'd like to think that all men of God are perfect. It just doesn't work that way, okay? We all have to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We all have to live in the Spirit, okay? Every one of us, that's part of living for God. What I'm seeing in this chapter is a lot of humanity. It's some flesh, the way that it happens. Now, God can turn things and work it for good. And he actually does in this situation. But we're looking at the Apostle Paul and Barnabas, and when we look into the Greek as far as the contention that takes place, this is not just a hot discussion. Okay? They're upset at each other. Okay? So, he departed, John Mark departed last time, and so we have the personality of the Apostle Paul coming on strong, and we have the personality of Barnabas protecting somebody and not willing to give in, okay? So, the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. So there was a splitting of the ways, and there's a sharp contention. Okay, now imagine, if you would, Paul, now this is AD 49, give or take, right? Okay, we've got about 3 years we don't know for sure about, okay? But it's very possible that this happens, and the same year, the Apostle Paul sits down and begins to write, and he writes things like, now the works of the flesh are obvious, okay? The works of the flesh are manifest in the King James Version. Sexual immorality, impurity, depravity, idolatry, as he's writing, as he's moved by the Holy Ghost, right? Hostilities, that had to hurt. Because he had just had such a huge hostility that everybody knew. All of Jerusalem knew what happened. Paul and Barnabas were too high profile, okay? And yet he's writing. Sometimes when we help other people, we indict ourselves a little bit. And we can speak the word, and sometimes we're the target. So anytime that we're using the word of God, it's a double-edged sword. The Bible calls it a two-edged sword. One of it's cutting the way that we're directing, but the other one's cutting back toward us. Okay, so it kind of works both ways, right? Strife, I wonder if he thought, oh, I wish I would have handled that differently. If only I would have had a little more mercy right there. Outbursts of anger, ouch. And then selfish rivalries and dissensions and factions. So I can only just kind of imagine. Or if it turns and he actually wrote this first, they were both right together. If he wrote this first and then this happened, he's probably kicking himself all the way home thinking, why on earth did I do this? But what's beautiful is God had his way in it all. And so two missionary couples of guys are off and doing their thing now. So it doubles the effectiveness, I guess. So two very different temperaments clashed. When we talk about Paul, Paul is not a Barnabas and Barnabas is not a Paul. Paul is very much a domineering, it's going to be my way, this is how it's going to be, and that is... it's interesting, but God has a way of using different personalities at the point of their best return, such as Peter, the guy with foot and mouth disease, the guy that denied him just a few months ago, is now preaching on the day of Pentecost. He put the whole church, he puts the birth of the church in the hands of Peter. Because Peter's personality was not a Thomas personality. Let's wait and see what happens. Let's see how many people show up for this day of Pentecost thing. Let's see, you know, his personality was, let's make it happen. He's going to jump in, even if it's wrong, he's going to do something. Okay, very different temperaments, and God chose all these different temperaments to follow him, as far as 12 disciples are concerned. Okay, so let's talk about the reason and logic of this lesson now, with this in mind. You're going to be working with different personalities and temperaments on your job. You're going to interact at church with different personalities and temperaments you already have in your family. It just would do us well to understand a little bit more about them, and we'll certainly gain by doing so. What about choosing a career? If you go into an interview understanding who you are, it sets a whole different mood. Confidence is a huge thing. And people who lack confidence many times don't understand who they are. They don't understand why they react the way they do. They don't know what their own personality is. All they know is, as far as comparing with others, how interacting with others, all they know is things are difficult in certain ways or whatever. But when you understand clearly how to deal with different types of personalities, you'll be able to sit down and pick up pretty quick who you're talking with in your interview, and you're also going to be able to be confident by knowing what your strengths are. Okay? So a little bit more about that, and certainly be able to get along with people after you get your job that have opposite temperaments. Okay? Let's go through a disclaimer here before we move any further. Okay? When we use the term personality, we are not talking about the total spectrum of personality. Personality has a lot to do with how we act, how we respond, etc. But it also has to do, it includes our belief system. Okay? It includes a lot that's intrinsic in you because of your belief in the Word of God, etc. And that's formed your personality. Okay, so you're born with a certain amount, but obviously there's some forming of this as you grow and as you mature. So this is not taking in the whole spectrum. Okay, this is talking about, that's why it's probably better at times to use the word temperament. Okay? Visible behavior. So we're not discussing intelligence, abilities, and values and beliefs. That is not what we're looking at here today. Okay, your total personality is a whole lot more than the DISC. Have any of you have looked at DISC before, DISC? Have you? Anybody else?
I haven't looked at DISC.
This will be?
I haven't looked at DISC.
Okay, yeah. So sanguine, choleric, and...
I think it was Jung personality.
Jung, Carl Jung?
Yeah,
Carl Jung. Okay, cool.
Jenga or
Jung? Yeah, he's, Carl Jung.
Jenga.
Jenga! Until it all falls down, right? Okay, so DISC is going to really help us understand the way we act and communicate. So let's look at a little history here on how this came about. Empedocles, 444 BC. Think about, I guess, to put it in relation here, as one man is writing down prophecies saying, bring all your tithes to the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord, I'll not pour out you out a blessing, that there be not room enough to contain it. You know, while he's doing this for God, this guy's thinking about personalities on the other side of it. Okay, this is about the same time frame as Malachi. So anyway, Empedocles believed human personality was impacted by four external components. Now, say what you will about his theory, but it's interesting because he did realize that there's four basic temperaments here. So his theory about the four basic temperaments is this. Fire, earth, air, water, these four basic elements of life, are affecting people's personality. So it's external is what he's thinking, okay? So with that in mind, Hippocrates comes along and half a century later, and he believes, he takes this, but he also believes that there are four styles that have to do with internal fluids. Okay. Now, I'm not sure how he came up with this, but it's a very interesting study. It's an interesting thought. And these are the four, okay? Now, fire, air, water, earth, of course, he's already had to work with, right? He thinks yellow bile, black bile, phlegm, it's not funny, huh? And then blood. All of these four fluids basically affect a person's personality, okay? So if one is stronger than the other, it's going to make you a little bit more choleric or sanguine or whatever, okay? Melancholy. Okay. So basically what he was doing was dividing it up into, and really there's some interesting progress here because he did divide it into a dry personality and a wet personality and a cold personality, hot personality, okay? So obviously, we've got different possibilities here. Okay, so melancholy, choleric, phlegmatic, and sanguine. And this is probably the more popular when you take some college classes, get into psychology. They're going to be discussing it from this viewpoint, Hippocrates, who's the father of modern medicine, right? And he's the one that gave the Hippocratic Oath. Okay, y'all with me? Okay, then Carl Jung in 1921 figures out that the personality types are divided a little differently, okay? From judging and perceiving. These are the two planes that he's working on. So his feeling is that some personalities are, when they perceive, they're perceiving more by sensation, okay, what they feel. Others are feeling, are perceiving much more as far as their intellect or their intuition is concerned. Okay, and then we've got the judging. Perceiving is one aspect of our receiving in our interaction, but judging is the other. In other words, this is what I think about, this is how it affects me, this is, okay. So the judging is based on some personalities more into feeling, this is how I feel about it or whatever, and others more into, huh, this is right, that's wrong, that's just how it is, okay. So they're basing off of fact more than feeling, if that makes any sense. Okay, so anyway, we're just kind of cruising through these guys. But then Marston comes along, and this is the one we really want to spend a little bit of time with. He published Emotions of Normal People. Okay, that's all us, right? We'd like to think. And he introduced the DISC method. Okay, the D-I-S-C. Okay, I want you to memorize this as we look at it, okay? And as we talk about it. So basically the disc is literally that, it's a disc. Notice that the D's at the top left and it goes to the right and then down and then to the left. So it's doing a circle, right? Okay, so keep that in mind. And then let's look a little bit closer. But before we do, I want to establish this. There's no right or wrong or good or bad temperaments per se. Okay, it's just kind of the way, it's the set of glasses that we use to look at life and how we react and respond. It's just four different types of personality, okay? There's no best temperament. If you'll look through Scripture and you look at Jesus, from the cleansing of the temple to the forgiving of a woman caught in the act of adultery, to all kinds of different things that happen, you'll see Jesus was a perfect blend, I think, of all four personalities. Okay? Hippocrates saw, even though he was looking at it a little differently, he was looking at the four personalities and he was trying to come up with why they are what they are. And so he's thinking it's internal instead of external, and that's why he went to the four fluids. Okay? But the point is he realized that different people are looking at actions different ways and perceiving different ways, okay? So anyway, his concept was you want to try to keep all four fluids pretty much balanced out, as if we're going to be able to do that. Okay, so this isn't a scientific study, it's just general observations, okay? Information that we learn here is not so that we can go make fun of people or criticize or whatever, it's just, it's to help us understand, okay, and definitely edify. Everyone at some time, and this is tricky, but every one of us are going to at some time display different, one of these four, another one of these four, another one, and another one, depending on our circumstance and what happens, okay. A temperament weakness is only a strength carried to an excess, okay? Think about that. All right, now, if we look at this, the DISC method, basically what's happening here is we have two different things going on here, okay? All right? We have basically, we have outgoing people and we have reserved people. How many of you think that you're outgoing? Raise your hand. Outgoing. Reserved? Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, and you know, reserved. And then we have this thing called learned behavior, thank God. And we can kind of break out of our shell. I promise you, when I was your age, I'd have fainted if I thought I'd have to stand up and talk to people like that. Okay, so there is this thing called learned behavior. Okay, so there's outgoing and there's reserved. And then on the other plane, the other axis is going to be task-oriented and people-oriented. So let's kind of get the idea here. What matters most to you, okay, is it getting the job done or is it teamwork and interaction with other people? Typically, you're going to be leaning to one side or the other. And just for an example, I was reading the other day about a guy that, a pastor that made a little task force of two men on his staff to go do something. And after he had done it, he thought to himself, oh my goodness, what did I just do? I sent two eyes, D-I-S-E. I sent two eyes to go do this job. They're not going to get anything done. And at the end of the day, he said, at the end of the day, they both came back. They were pumped. They were excited. And he said, did you get it done? He said, no, we didn't get it done. But man, we had a great time. And he knew that. He knew it. Okay, that's really kind of more what the eye is. Okay, so outgoing, reserve, task people. Now look at each one individually. The D, the I, the S, the C. Okay, the D is dominance. He's kind of a take charge type person, right? Goal driven, direct, competitive, and his theme is just do it. Okay, just do it. So is he outgoing or reserved? He's outgoing. Okay, has no problem meeting people and making things happen, right? Okay, is he task-oriented or is he people-oriented?
Task.
If he's task-oriented, what will be easy to do? Probably offend people. If he's people-oriented, what will be easy to do? Probably not get the task done. Okay, does that make sense? So it's kind of how you're leaning, okay? Okay, so look at influence, okay? The D's the guy that's in charge, take charge type thing. Influence, he is the party animal, okay? People person, talkative, spontaneous. It's not just do it, it's have fun doing it, you know? Let's enjoy life, let's enjoy this thing, okay? So those are good teachers, I'm sure, right? Okay, compliance, careful, logical, organized, diplomatic. He's the one that's sitting behind the accounting desk, making sure all the figures are correct. Okay, he's more of the perfectionist. He is definitely making sure that we line up here. And all your C's, they're probably the ones that say, hey, the rule says. Okay, and then the S is the key word is steadiness. He's just always going to be there. He's stable, he's dependable, he's conservative, he's loyal, and his theme, let's do it together. Okay, so what are the two task-oriented?
Dominance.
You can just give me letters. Okay, so it's the D and the C. They are both task-oriented, okay? Who are the two people-oriented?
The
I and the S, okay? They're thinking people. Now, on the other plane, who's the outgoing? The D and the I, right? And the reserved or more the C and the S. Okay, so let's look at another, a couple of other. Descriptions. So dominance, the D is thinking results. When he talks, he's direct. He doesn't beat around the bush with you. He's not worried about offending you. He's worried about getting his thought across and communicating, okay? So D's are a little bit more direct in their speech, okay? He's competitive. He wants to win. He wants his company to win. He wants our team to win, okay? And this is how we're going to do it. He's got the idea. He's got the direction. Okay, so that's the D. Task-oriented and outgoing. So when we look at the I, we're looking at the word, the key word is influence. Okay, so he's enthusiastic, he's friendly, he's optimistic. Okay, he is not task-oriented, he's people-oriented, and he's outgoing. Okay, so the S, we see steadiness, sincerity, patient. He's modest. He doesn't want to be in front of everybody. You know, just soon sit in the back of the class or blend in, you know, okay? And then the C, compliance, accurate. He's cautious. He's competent. Contemplative, excuse me. Okay, so we have the outgoing, the reserved, the task-oriented, the people-oriented. Are you all still with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Without looking at the screen, what's the D?
Dominance.
Okay, what's the I?
Influence.
Influence. What's the C?
Compliance.
Okay, what was the D again?
Dominance.
What was the S?
Steadiness.
And the C was what?
Compliance.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now let's think about this as far as reading people and understanding. And really, the whole concept here is this really does help us be able to interact with people. Okay. Sometimes people understand different language better depending on their personality. They're going to respond better. Just for kicks, look at how Jesus responds to Peter. Okay? And then look how he responds to John. Do you ever see Jesus being real direct with John? But you see him talk to Peter and say, "You Satan, get behind me. You thou savorest not the things of..." Wow, that had to hurt. Well, to us it would have if we're an S, okay, or even an I. But for a D, he spoke Peter's language. He knew how to talk with him. He knew exactly what he needed to hear. Okay? So with that in mind, let's look at the green, the dominance. Okay, he likes to do things the fast way. Let's just get it done, right? Okay, personal decor. He's the guy that's probably going to... thank you. He's the guy that's going to have a large desk. He's going to have awards of his accomplishments. He's going to have useful accessories, okay? The personal decor. The body language, he uses big gestures. He is just, you know... You watch him move, and he's all large and in charge. Okay? That's the D. And that's not a bad thing. That's just his personality. Okay? So, speech patterns. His directive, he's got directive tones. In other words, when he speaks, it's like people listen a little bit more. He's got something to say, and it'll catch you. Okay? He leans forward. It's not that he's being mean or anything, but that's just, it's like... What does that say? Hey, let's do it this way, right? Okay, so his speech pattern, his process, by asking, he wants to know the answer to what. Okay, that's just, what is the bottom line? What, that's what he wants to know, okay? So personal strength is firm. Okay, now look at the red, the eye. He's inspiring. He wants to do things the fun way. Flashy, trend. What kind of jobs in a company would eyes do really well at? Can you think? Think of what department? What department?
Human resources.
Human resources.
Picture department.
I don't know. The picture department for sure.
Children.
Having fun with kids, service? Definitely. No, you know who's really good? Where you'll find the most eyes is in the marketing department. Because they're coming up with the fun stuff. They're coming up with, hey, let's use this for our next logo, and let's have a party because we just figured out this, and they're all partying over there in marketing, and the engineers are all just staring at their desk because they're all C's mostly or whatever, you know, and managers, many managers are going to be D's, and it's not always this way, okay? And obviously there's blends, but that kind of is literally kind of how things work, okay? And the S's are supportive, and okay. So anyway, inspiring, he wants to do things the fun way. He's flashy, he's expressive, friendly, okay, he's amusing, talkative, varied tones, Personal, easily distracted. Okay, that's the I. You know, what were we partying about a minute ago? Okay, so process is by asking. He wants to know who.
Make fun of me after class.
It's people that matter to him, right? Okay, so this will be fun because we'll talk about this here. So supportive, S. The S is, it's the traditional way. Okay, family pictures, personal mementos, that's what's going to be on his desk. Gentle gestures, he's reassuring. In other words, he's thinking about how they're feeling as he's even talking. Okay, conversational, warm tones, is friendly. He prefers listening rather than speaking. His question is going to be how. Okay, he's more interested in the how. His personal strength is he's friendly. Okay, notice on the bottom line. Somebody that's firm, somebody that's fun, friendly, and then factual. Who's probably going to make the best cop?
Firm.
That's why a lot of D's end up in law enforcement, okay? They want to be large and in charge. I don't care how tall they are. They want to, you know, it's like taking control. They can live on that, okay? Not always, but many times that's what you're going to find. Okay, the C, he's cautious. He likes to do things the proper way. That's why the accountant is perfect for this. Okay, the personal decor has got to be, you can't have that picture crooked. You know, it needs to be straight and this stuff needs to be lined up. You know, it's got to be organized. Okay, that's how he is. Unemotional, controlled. Okay, gestures. Okay, he's assessing things. He's judging. Okay, he's putting things, his mind's moving as he's talking. Okay, clarifying, speech patterns, monotone, logical, focused questioning. He wants to know why. Okay, personal strength is just factual. Okay, now look at my family, okay? You know my wife, right? You know Preston, you know Jaron. You know me. Where do you think we land? Spread out?
Yeah.
Okay, where do you think I land?
Oh, man.
You think I'm a D?
I think you're S.
I think S. S or C.
I think you're S. I think Sister Brown is the S.
Sister Brown.
Really?
Be the I.
I think you're
Sister
S.
Brown's
because
the
you're really supportive.
That's funny.
I think you're S.
Okay, I think Preston's the C.
Preston is
the C. Throw that out there. We know that.
Preston is so much a C. It's not even funny. Okay, he doesn't even like get out of the borders. He is C.
Jaron is an I.
Jaron is a high. I.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think my wife is? She really is a mixture of an I because she loves to have fun.
Yeah.
She really does. But when she works, she is so task oriented. It's not funny. You know, we do this. I think she's a mixture of a D
and
an I together.
Wow.
Okay. So that's my feeling. Okay. So D I. We've got Jaron in the I. And me probably more in the S, and there's some C in me too. There's not a lot of I in me. And then Preston. So it's funny how our family just kind of went, you know, right crazy across the top. So give me some examples of people in our church, okay? It's church or school. Let's talk about D's that like to take charge. Give me some names.
I'm just
quick.
Like thinking of people in charge.
People that like.
I don't like, are you going to tell them that we called them
directly? What we say in this room stays in this room. Okay. But yeah. What?
You're an I.
You're more the fun guy type thing.
Yeah,
okay.
That is definitely an I too, though.
What's Ashley?
I think she's an
Ashley. Ashley's an S. Ashley's an S. I can see that.
Uh-huh.
S and an I.
Okay.
I think you guys are S's.
You think? Probably. Okay, I wouldn't say.
I can see the S.
What S or
C?
See?
C.
C?
Yeah, I could see that. Pardon the pun. Okay, so let's look at examples in the scripture. This is kind of fun to do. And personally, it's like, oh my goodness, I never saw this before. And then when I started studying this, it's like, oh wow, it's so interesting. Paul, definitely a D. Okay, Peter, probably a mix, but he lands over in the eye because they put him in the eye because he just pops off. He's, you know, let's go fishing. You know, that's Peter. Let's do this. Barnabas, the S, okay, he's sensitive. He's thinking about John Mark. You know what? You're not going to ruin this guy's potential. You are not Paul. I don't care how bad you want to go. You're not going to ruin John Mark. He needs to have another chance. He's thinking about him. He's sensitive to his need. Paul, it's the gospel. It's task-oriented. We've got to preach the gospel. We can't be taking care of some baby that's going to get homesick and wants to go home to mama. See the difference in temperament. Both of them are right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when those two clash, the D is probably going to have more to say.
Yeah.
The S has got his hackles up, and he is not buying it. And he may not be real loud, but he is absolutely against, you know, what's going on. They don't like to be pushed. You want to see real problems? Throw a D with a C together and let them have conflict. Okay? That's probably the worst. Okay, but in this case, this is pretty bad too, with a D and an S, okay? But they can complement each other also. Every S would like to have a D, okay? I personally don't feel like getting up and running the whole show, but you know, if somebody else is doing it, I'm behind them. And obviously God calls us to areas that stretch our personality, and there's, you know, that's kind of how it works. And we all can, there's this learned behavior we talked about, okay? Moses was definitely a C. He's calculating it. His response to people, the way he's leading his people. We don't find the Paul spirit in Moses. Moses is the one that, instead of dealing with it head on, he'll cry out to God and say, look, this is what they're doing, you know. But at the same time, we won't go into it. Barnabas, yes. Okay, let's move on. So if you start a business, who's going to be the boss? Probably the D would be the best boss, right? Mm-hmm. Who's going to sell the product? We want people that don't have any problem getting out in public and say, hey, you won't believe what we got for sale. You're going to want not one, you're going to want two. And, you know, who can do that? An S is not going to do that. An S will sit, he will not get any sleep the night before if he has to go do something like that. His stomach's in knots. I have to talk to people, and then I have to act happy about the product? You know, that's not I'm in the wrong department, okay? So the I definitely, okay? Who's going to be customer service? Somebody who's sensitive, somebody who cares about how they feel. He's people-oriented, right? So, man, you shouldn't have to go through this. We're going to take care of you, okay? And that they want to deal with a C. Okay, customer service, you got a problem, you go into Walmart, you do not want to deal with a D. Okay, so what's your problem? Just take it, you know? It's like, you don't need to be somebody to be direct with you. You need somebody to say, oh, man, you're probably right. The customer's always right, right? So you probably find more S's in customer service. Okay, and then who's going to design the product? The guy who does not make mistakes. He's a perfectionist. Everything's got to be in order. This design has got to be just right. Okay, does that make sense? So, what are the four temperaments without looking?
Dominant, influence, supportive, and
steady.
Steady.
Okay. Supportive or steady?
Compliant.
Okay. All right. So let's look real quick at some more descriptions, kind of hammer this home just a little bit more, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay. Let's look at the D. He's assertive. He's guarded. He's a doer. He's direct. He's decisive. He's a director. He's demanding. Okay. He's fast-paced. He likes to stay busy. He's not a team player by nature. He's not a team player. How do you like that? This was not written by a C, was it? Okay, he's not a team player by nature. You don't see that S there. He's stubborn. He has high expectations. He tells rather than asks. He's forceful. He's bottom line. He doesn't appreciate wasting time. Who do you think enjoys wasting time?
I
have no problem with that. Okay. They want answers to the what questions again, okay? So the I, he's assertive and he's open, okay? He's not backward, in other words. He is open, okay? He's inspiring, he's intuitive, he's impulsive, interactive, inclusive, does want everybody in because he's on the people side, right? Rather than task-oriented, okay? So he's influential, fast-paced, with a lot of energy, usually very busy, eyes are. Networks, likes people, likes to talk. He's an idea promoter. I love to hear an eye get up and talk about something, I mean, that they're passionate about. It's like, it's natural with them. Okay, he's not antagonistic, he doesn't embarrass. People are more important than tasks are. He sees the best, he's imaginative. Who is what's important to him. Okay, the S, open, passive, sweet, silent, sensitive, sympathetic, supportive, steady. People desire to keep their environment from changing. Okay, steady people do desire. Consistent, accommodating, flexible, moderate, controlled. Somebody has a stomach ache tonight. Modest, helpers, intellectual, small groups, predictable patterns, ask rather than tell, needs appreciation, or appreciation means a lot, okay? They want answers to their how and when questions. It can be when both. Okay, and then the C, guarded, passive, careful, caustic, cautious, critical, conservative. Okay, he's a critical thinker, bases action on rules, facts, slow-paced, effective, intuition plus fact, doesn't show feelings. He's private, upset by aggressive people. There's where the D and the C clash, okay? So if you're the CEO and you want two people to run a department, think about it. Okay, so perfection's important, critical of himself and others. He thinks in outline form, okay? Mind mapping is not necessarily for him. It's like, bing, bing, bing. He's got it. He's organized in his mind, okay? Okay, so resources, and this is a good one, the DISC personality system.
What was the C's question?
The C's question was...
When?
Did I put it on here? Yeah, why or how? I thought I missed it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so anyhow, the book, The DISC Personality System, is really good. Sanford Culkin is the one that wrote that. Now, here's what I want you to do, and this will be your homework. Free DISC assessment, HTTP. You want to go to DISCPersonalityTesting.com, D-I-S-C, personalitytesting.com, and then / free-disc-test. Or take a picture of this page, and it would probably
it's
be easier.
It's online, right?
Yeah, it's online.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
You just click on it.
Okay, awesome. So, review. Explain the D personality and give an example. Somebody quick.
A boss.
Dominant.
Yes. Straightforward.
Give me a name.
Peter.
Adam. Adam is a D.
Wait.
Well, people are like,
I personality. Somebody help me.
Influence.
Huh? Influence.
Inspirational.
Inspirational.
Outgoing.
Fun.
Outgoing.
Peter.
Party guy. Okay, Peter. Jaron.
Jaron.
Who else in the church is a good eye? A strong eye?
Donnie.
Huh?
Donovan.
Donnie is a total
eye. Yeah, he's like a D.
Donovan is not a D.
He has a small D.
Donovan is not influential. I love the guy, but he's
okay, S, personality.
Sensitive. People person.
Loyal. Okay. So who's somebody in our church that, or a few people that might stand out in school?
Sister Thomas?
Nana.
Yeah,
that's
Nana.
Okay, who else?
Brother Booker.
Sister
Booker.
Do you think so?
I think
Sister Booker is more of a D.
Really?
You don't think so?
I don't know that I have formed an opinion. I think he's a blend. I really do.
Well, yeah.
Because I can see different... I'm definitely not a C. A C would drive him crazy. Yeah. Okay? He's...
They got to see more I's.
He is definitely not task-oriented as much as people-oriented. But see, I don't know if that's learned behavior. He loves
Joel
people, but look at the way he's able to concentrate, get his books done, etc. So there is task orientation.
Yeah.
So that's why I say he's really a blend.
Like
a yeah. The S personality would be who else? Anybody besides Lana?
S.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, okay.
Really think
okay. C personality.
Preston.
To say Preston, and you said the definition.
Factual. Yeah.
Okay, factual.
Perfectionist.
Perfectionism.
Yes.
Huh?
Critical.
Compliant. Yes. Let's do it by the rules. Let's do it. Anytime that comes in class, up in class, and you're probably looking at this scene. It's like, no, that's against the rule.
It's like, do it right.
Yeah. Okay. So your homework is the personality test. This personality testing. Did you like this? You see what I did there? Did you like that? Okay. So what? So let's think about this. We've got people oriented, and then we have what?
Task
oriented, and then we have
outgoing
and reserved. Okay. There's so many ways to blend that. So there's not necessarily any. You can't put everybody in a box, is what I'm saying. So don't. Whew, that must be Philip and Jaron. The two eyes. Is Philip an eye or what? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and dismiss.